take our Bibles. Now, I've chosen a few songs. I'd like you to just follow along with me as we read them. Great songs of the Bible. Here's one, Exodus 15. Now, we're not going to sing or read the whole thing. Oh, it's too wonderful. I don't know how to shorten it, so let's go. Then sang Moses, follow along, please. And the children of Israel, this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine arm. They shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. A great song that the people sang. They had seen God work in such a miraculous way. You know the story, how that they had come up to the sea, and there was nowhere to go because the enemy was pursuing them from behind. And they didn't know it, and who could have known it? Who could have known what it says in Psalm 77? Your way was in the sea. Those invisible footprints, you were leading us into the waters and through the waters. And they sang this song of praise, and they got over onto the other side. You wonder about the hubris of the pursuers. I often think of that. Couldn't they know that this was an unusual thing that God was doing for his people? I mean, The Red Sea, there it is. It parts. They're going through on dry land. No, we're going to follow them. I just I think of that sometimes. What got into them? And then, of course, Moses turns around and there they go. There they go. And what a triumph. Those enemies, you're not going to see them again. Praise the Lord. They've held you in bondage all these years, you and your fathers, and now you're redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, the Passover Lamb, and brought out by God's mighty hand and through the Red Sea. Praise the Lord. As on dry land, God brought us through. And of course, they praised the Lord, and Miriam took her tambourine, and the women sang and danced for joy. Hallelujah. And we have a song to sing too, a song of redemption. The Lord is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Look at verse 2. It says in the NIV, He is my God and I will praise Him. And in the King James, He is my God, I will prepare for Him a habitation. I like to think of it this way, that when we praise the Lord, there's an opening made. And He comes as His name is exalted. I was in a Chinese church in Vancouver, and they gave me a little radio. They said, put these earphones on and tune into this channel. And I did that, and I heard a voice that I knew. It was my friend Isaac Wang, and he was speaking English in my ear, telling me everything that was said, and that was such a blessing. Anyway, somebody prayed out under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I could tell that prayer was from the heart as well as from heaven. And one thing they said was, oh God, thank you that you choose our praises as your throne. It says that in the Psalms. He sits enthroned upon the praises of His people. And I said, oh God, help me to praise You. Help me to sing my song of praise to You. Be exalted. Rule and reign among us. Let's see. Verse 11. Look at verse 11 and sing it with me. Who is like unto Thee, O Lord our God? Who is like unto Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like unto Thee? I'll tell a little stronger. Who is like unto Thee, O Lord among gods? Who is like unto Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Who is like unto Thee? Amen. Psalm 118. You remember in the Gospel, at Passover time, when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, just before He went out to go to the garden and the trial and the cross, it says they sang a hymn. When they had sung an hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And there's a good chance, this isn't a wild guess, there's a good chance that they were singing these words that we're about to read. Because this was a passage that they sang at their feasts. Psalm 113 through 118, this was a part of Scripture. These were songs that they sang, especially at Passover time. And this is full of salvation and full of allusions to what happened years later, when Jesus wrought salvation for us. Let's take 14 down to the end. 118, 14 down to the end. The Lord is my strength and song. and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. I want to keep reading, but I have to tell you that's one of Peter's favorite texts, and he loved to apply it to Jesus. And you know, the Lord Jesus applied it to himself in that parable that he told in the last week of his life here. Have you never read the stone that the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner? This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. That's Hosanna. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. What a great song. Song of salvation, a song of triumph, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. We sing the mighty power of God. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. They played that this morning. I sing the mighty power of God. And here we are singing about the power of his might. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Did you notice a verse or a phrase in this song that is also in the Exodus 15 song? Yes, you did. The Lord is my strength and my song and my salvation. He has become my salvation. That's verse 14, the one I started with. Let's sing those last two verses of this psalm. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Next song is found in Revelation 15. Now the next three songs are all shorter, and I think that's all we'll take. Three more. This is the first of the three. I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. That's being sung in heaven. What a great song. You can find parts of that anyway in other sections of Scripture. But great and marvelous are thy works. They sing the song of Moses, and they sing the song of the Lamb in heaven. And they sing great and marvelous. I'm just going to read it again. I could sing this one too. I once learned a melody to this song. But I'm not sure I like it too much. And I think when they sing it in heaven, it's probably going to sound a little better or a lot better. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Now we'll turn back to Isaiah chapter 12. Here's a wonderful song. Prophet Isaiah has given us a song of praise. This is a good one to know by heart. If you want a project for this summer, learn it and keep it in your heart. You have to repeat. I read of a fellow, he pastors a church right here in Latham. That's just above Albany, north of Albany. And he has memorized, I believe, the whole New Testament and large portions of the Old. And how do you do something like that? Anyway, it's amazing. Well, this is what he does. When he gets in his car and he has to drive, he doesn't listen to you know, CDs and satellite radio or whatever he might have. But he recites Scripture. He says you have to repeat it. You just have to keep it fresh in your mind, and that's the way. Repetition is what it's all about for him. That's the way he does it. Anyway, this is just 6 verses. I think we could do that. It's wonderful. And this is how the song goes. In that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Doesn't that speak to us of the grace of God in Christ, the wonderful salvation that we have in Him? He has taken our place and turned God's wrath away from us. He bore the brunt, the full punishment, God's wrath against sin. He paid the price for us that we might go free. God is angry with the wicked every day, it says in the psalm. And if the wicked turn not, he will whet his sword. Though thou wast angry with me, that means once you were angry with me, your anger is turned away. What? I'd say that's a reason for a song, and an everlasting song. God's anger is turned away from me, and he comforts me. Let's see if we recognize these words that are coming up. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. How did this New Testament gem wind up there in the Old Testament? Well, it's a prophetic word of God's salvation. And there it is. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. The word Jesus, by the way, is in that verse. Jehovah is salvation. Praise the Lord. There's something to sing about. If anybody would like to try to compose a song, I've never heard one. I'm sure there must be some, but here we had it three times, the three times that it's in the Bible. The Lord Jehovah, my strength. The Lord Jehovah, my song. The Lord, my salvation. I would welcome you make a poem or something, and maybe your friend can put it to music or something about that. You have one? Oh, it's done already? I want us to create. No, I want the one from Exodus 15, Isaiah 12, and Psalm 118. That one, just that. The Lord is my strength, the Lord is my song, the Lord is
my salvation. I will trust and never be afraid. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. It's
kind of
Jewish.
Oh, like a little bit minor? Yeah, very nice. Did you didn't write that, did you? No. Well, maybe you can did you make up your own?
No, my friend wrote one.
Oh, are you ready to do it? Do you know it? Come on. Would you be willing?
Yeah.
Oh, go.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and in Him alone is my salvation. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to Him. I will praise my God and Father for all He's done, for He is my salvation. Blessed is the Lord, the name above all names. His kingdom is for all those who obey His commandments. Blessed is the Lord who offered up His life. He overcame with victory. By His death He set us free.
Tell your friend thank you from us. Okay, thank you. So that's kind of based on Psalm 118, at least the beginning of it. And yours on Isaiah 12. Thank you. And maybe you want to write one from Exodus 15. Anyway, boy, what would that be worth? Not just one ticket. But what a blessing today if we get that into our hearts. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. The Lord is my salvation. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. And it's supposed to draw forth from us. It should elicit a response of song and praise. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Thank you, both of you, for sharing that. I thought we were going to have to do something original, and you still can. But to get it into our hearts, I have one more. This is different from the others, and yet it's the same. I'll try to explain that. If you find Zephaniah is hard to find, isn't it? Zephaniah 3. So that's right after Zephaniah 2. But we have to find Zephaniah first. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai. Okay, so between Habakkuk and Haggai. But all those books are so short. It's near the end of the Old Testament. Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. This one speaks about the Lord singing. Now what I mean by it's not all that different is this, that when you yield yourself to Him, and when you open your mouth for Him, He comes and He sings through you. So it's not that different, is it? But here He's singing. And it says this in the 17th verse. This is about God's people. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee, the Lord thy God among you, that means, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Maybe we should go back to verse 14. And for all of you who have your NIV, I'll read from that once, all right? I've been reading from the King James. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The Lord loves us so, and when he sees his work in us, he rejoices. And he actually sings, it says. Can you imagine what that must sound like? Have you ever heard the Lord sing? I remember my father posing that question. Have you ever heard the Lord sing? And he answered it this way. Yes, I have. In and through his people. He does. The voice of rejoicing is in the tabernacles of the righteous. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will praise him. And in Hebrews it says about Jesus that he'll sing. He'll sing in the congregation. He'll sing. Isn't that wonderful? And he does that through you. As you yield your heart and your voice to him, he does. Filled with the Spirit, we sing his praises. And there comes a place, maybe you've experienced that, where he just seems to take over. It's wonderful when we sing. When we sing and he sings too, he joins in the song with us. He did that for Paul and Silas in the prison in Philippi. They were singing his praises and he joined in and set them free. That mighty earthquake, some people think he sang the bass part there, and just joined in their singing, for he was so pleased with them. And of course, he wanted to save. He wanted to save that Philippian jailer and his family and start that church there in that city. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. When it says in that day, it means this day of grace, this day of salvation. What a day of rejoicing. This is a day of praise, thanksgiving, and song. And I don't mean just, when I just was talking, I meant this day, meaning this era of his salvation. Now is the day of salvation. But I also mean July 2nd, 2009. This very day is a day of praise and thanksgiving and song. And let's make sure we're among the singers who glorify God in song. I just want to read you one thing before we go. So this is by one of the greats, Charles Spurgeon, right? And he writes about this verse. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. So here's what he says. What a word is this? Jehovah God in the center of his people, in all the majesty of his power. This presence alone suffices us to inspire, or suffices to inspire us with peace and hope. Treasures of boundless might are stored in our Jehovah, and he dwells in his church. Therefore may his people shout for joy. We not only have his presence, but he is engaged upon his choice work of salvation. He will save. He is always saving. He takes his name of Jesus from it. Let us not fear any danger, for he is mighty to save. nor is this all. He abides evermore the same. He loves. He finds rest in loving. He will not cease to love. His love gives him joy. He even finds a theme for song in his beloved. This is exceedingly wonderful. When God wrought creation, he did not sing, but simply said, "It is very good." But when he came to redemption, then the sacred Trinity felt a joy to be expressed in song. Think of it and be astonished. Jehovah Jesus sings a marriage song over his chosen bride. She is to him his love, his joy, his rest, his song. O Lord Jesus, by thine immeasurable love to us, teach us to love thee, to rejoice in thee, and to sing unto thee our life psalm. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we go forth into this day singing, singing his praises. Number 52. Let's stand and sing.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy
lives, Lord, let us live unto your praise and glory, and let us sing the song that you have given us, the song of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Inspire our praise to you today, we pray. Thank you, Lord. We thank you with all of our hearts for your presence with us today. In your presence is fullness of joy. Help us to acknowledge you every moment of this day and in all of our ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.